You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 63, Dressing You. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish, I'm your host. I'm a mom to six kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep. Most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey, 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 podcast listener friends. All right, I'm going to record, and there is a big old Texas rainstorm going on outside. So you might hear thunder and lightning, but I kept thinking I was going to wait to record the podcast until it got better, but it's not going away. So we're just going to record with all of the crazy noises in the background. And who knows, you might not even be able to hear it, but how are you? I'm so good. I hope you're good. And I'm excited to chat with you today about this topic. All right, y'all. I understand this, and I know it's on your mind. If we're going to live in this space where we take really good care of our bodies, and we're nourishing them, and we're doing those things, and we're kind of letting go of the idea that we have to shrink them to love them, right? Like, there might be some shrinkage that takes place as we feed them what they need. But we're all kind of figuring out, right, that we don't have to suffer our way there. We can love our body right now. But that gets really tricky, y'all, when it's time to shop for clothes. So today, I want to do a podcast about shopping for clothes and clothing our body. I think all of us have been in a dressing room with a full-length mirror, and we see a whole lot of ourselves. And especially right now, because I'm sure many of you are like, I have to buy a swimsuit. And that might feel like such a chore to you to buy a swimsuit. But it must be done, right? I hope y'all are getting to the place listening to the podcast that you want to go to the pool, that you're like, I'm not going to stay out of the pool one more day. I'm not going to lose out on life experiences because the world tells me my body should be different. I'm not missing out one more day. I hope you've all figured that out. If you have not figured that out, please, this summer, I want you to come with me to our local pool, Hurricane Harbor, and we're going to do some people watching. And you're going to see all the women there that come and have bigger bodies. And y'all, some of them even wear two-piece swimsuits. This is how you know that your body is neutral. Because all those women at Hurricane Harbor all have different thoughts about their bodies and are comfortable in different swimsuits. And honestly, I sit back in awe and think, I wish I had the confidence in the body I have to wear swimsuits like this girl who is living in a bigger body has the confidence to be in her swimsuit. And what's the difference with all of us? It's just all of our thoughts. So, whether you're ready to buy a swimsuit or not, that's not so much the point of the podcast today. The point of the podcast today is how do we dress ourselves? Because all this work is fine and dandy until you are at the store and you're in that dressing room with the fluorescent lighting and the full-length mirror and it's time to try on clothes. In that moment, it feels very real to you that your body is a problem. But let's rewind it a little bit. This has really been on my mind since a podcast I listened to last week about dressing your body. And there, the podcast I was listening to, they weren't talking about dressing bigger bodies or smaller bodies or that you should just love your body and dress it. They were just talking about just the experience of going and buying clothes. And what I love what the podcaster said was, she said, yeah, here we all, a lot of us ignore our bodies. We try not to look at them. We avoid mirrors. But then when we go buy clothes, we're in there with a full-length mirror where many of us don't even own a full-length mirror. And it's got horrible lighting. And there you are with your whole self. And it's shocking, right? And so when she was talking about that, I thought, oh, that is so true. So we have to start looking at ourselves, everybody. Going in a full-length mirror at the store should not be a shocker to you. And right now, we avoid looking at ourselves because we think ourselves should be different. That's where that little piece of acceptance comes in. If we can just accept wherever we're at, the image in the mirror isn't going to ever bother us because we're just going to say, that's where we are. Here we are. And you guys, I've been working on this. So I don't own a full-length mirror, but my mirror in my bathroom is very big and I can see most of myself in that mirror. And I've been really working on the thoughts because I have to be naked in my room while I'm, because my shower is in that space too. So like I see myself in the mirror as I get in the shower. And I've worked really hard to just looking at myself and choosing to have thoughts like, look at you, beautiful body, look at you, beautiful self. And when I first tried to do that, it was hard. And I would have to say things like, hey, body, I couldn't even call it anything, just hi, body. But now I'm to the point where I'm like, hello, beautiful. And I have a body like everybody else. My body's not perfect. I have extra rolls here and there. And like, I'm not saying this because I think my body is perfect, but I know that my body's never the problem. My thoughts about my body are the problem. So I get to work on my thoughts and it gives me my power back. So this is the energy and the space that we're going to have when we go try on clothes. It's very interesting to me that when we go try on clothes, we think that we should try things on and the experience should be that everything fits and we just get to pick the colors we want. Y'all, it's never been that way. And I don't care what size body you have, it's not that way. Now, some clothes are designed for smaller bodies and it's a little easier for them because just by the nature of clothes are designed for smaller bodies. But even people with smaller bodies don't think everything looks good on them. I don't know a smaller person that feels like she just goes to the store and buys whatever she wants. I really don't know that person. In fact, I have to say the people I know in my life who live in smaller bodies are more particular than my friends who live in bigger bodies. They're kind of crazier. So I'm just saying the experience to shop, to buy clothes, is an experience we create in our mind. And for some reason, we all think the experience should be daisies, sunshine, and roses. And then when it's not, we're all shocked by it. We're like, oh, I had to buy clothes. I had to go clothes shopping. It's the worst. Well, what if we just decided, I'm going to go clothes shopping. It isn't always my favorite, but I do really love to find clothes that I like to wear and that feel good on my body. And the shopping experience is worth going through so that I can find those clothes that are meant for me. Because I really think, y'all, like all of us have been in the dressing room and we've all been trying to try the swimsuit on and we're all horrified by what's happening. And I think that some of part of the reason why it's horrible is because we think that's not the experience it should be. Well, what if we decided that is exactly the experience it's supposed to be? For me to find clothes that I love, that what I want to wear, I'm going to have to go through some of that. And my body in that experience is never the problem. It's always the clothes. The clothes are always the problem. Do you see how that's such a different energy? That it's not you and your body is never the problem in this scenario? What if we just decided that? And when we go clothes shopping, it's challenging because, you know, I'm pretty sure if you're listening, maybe not, I don't know, but you're probably not a person who can have clothes designed for your body. Because if you had that, clothing would be wonderful because you would just say, this is what I want, and would you please design it for me? And it needs to look good on my body. And then the designer would do that. Well, none of us live in that world. Most of us have to go to the store and try clothes on and try to figure out what clothes we like. I remember the first time I went clothes shopping after I lost 75 pounds, and it was such a miserable experience. It was fun for about 2 minutes that I could buy a smaller size, but then my critical brain showed up, and my brain was like, oh my goodness, how is this even fun? Because even though you're a smaller body, you're still the small body, and we still have to try to find clothes to fit this smaller body that still hide the flaws that a bigger body had. They're still there. We still have to worry about dressing for all these parts that we don't love to help them look better. That was so annoying to me. Because why is that going to be annoying to me? Because I didn't understand that my body was never the problem. My thoughts were always the problem. So when I fixed my body, right, the C-line, when I fixed my C-line, I thought, oh, life is going to be better. And then I went shopping and it wasn't better because I hadn't addressed the real problem. The real problem, y'all, is the thoughts. It's the belief system you have in your brain. And changing your C-line doesn't change your belief system. So your critical brain and those critical thoughts are going to show up. So if we can decide in dressing ourselves that our body's never the problem, the clothing can be the problem, but that the process is going to be 50-50. 50% of the clothes I try on today, I might like, and 50% I probably am not. And that's the exact shopping experience that I'm going to have, and that's expected, and that is what is normal. That kind of changes things. One thing I learned from my mama was, I don't know that anyone can find it enjoyable to be in the stall at the store without your own lighting, not in your house, full-length mirror. Like, I don't know that we're ever going to love that. So why don't we can change the sea a little bit. We could at least change the circumstance and where you choose to try on those clothes. So something I've watched my mom do my whole life is she goes to the store, she buys all the things that she likes. She buys them all, brings them home, tries them all on, and then most of the time she takes them all back to the store. But she just says, I never know what I like when I'm there, and I don't enjoy it. And if you're like me, I get all sweaty in there because the lighting's so hot and there's not good circulation, and then the clothes are sticking to you. I mean, it's just not always, but it's just not a fun experience. So let's create an experience we want. Now, if you're going to do it my mama's way, you better be knowing what the return policies are at the store you're going to return clothes to. But I have to say, that is how I usually try clothes on. I just buy them, bring them home, try them on, and if I don't like them, I just return them. It is such a more pleasant experience than doing it at the store. And COVID they're not even letting you try stuff on. So if anything, this is a great time to try a new way. But let's start deciding that clothes have to be worthy for you to wear. Like, y'all, if you're wearing pants that are too small,
because you're waiting to be a smaller size. Oh my goodness, this is a thought problem, not a body problem. Buy yourself some pants that fit. And why do I say that? No matter what phase of body you're in, you should have clothes in that phase. Like that is the phase that you're going to be in forever. And what do I mean by that? Don't be wishing time away, waiting to be a different size, and not fully living your life now. And the way that we fully live our life is we love our body and ourself enough to clothe it. Now, I'm not saying you have to have 20 outfits today, but I'm saying you need to have 3 or 4 things that you get excited to put on and you feel cute in. And if you don't have that, you need to get that. That should be your goal this month. Let me dress myself. And you're like, oh, but Trish, I just know I'm eating plants and I'm going to get smaller and I don't want to buy clothes right now. Really? Then just buy one outfit and wear it a lot. But you should have clothes that fit. And if you have been eating plant-based and you've started to add, like this is for me, when I eat perfect McDougal plates, my weight stays lower. But if I enjoy my life a little bit and eat a little more chocolate and a little more cashew cream, then I go up a little bit. But I don't make that mean anything anymore. I just make sure I have clothes that fit me. Because sometimes I do want to have a little cashew cream in my life. And I also want to have clothes that fit and feel good on my body. So what we do as women is we look outside of ourselves and look at how people are looking at us. And that's how we decide whether our body is okay. That's what we decide. Like, it's really how we think we're okay in the world is how we think everyone else is viewing us. Well, newsflash, we never are in control of the way people view us. And so even when we think that like, oh, I'm controlling my body enough, my body's at its size right now that the world thinks is okay, the world still doesn't think you're okay. Like, the world still is going to have whatever thoughts they're going to have about you. So what we need to do is we need to come inside ourselves and start having an experience from inside ourselves. And how do we do that? We do that by saying everyone gets to think whatever they want about my body, but I am okay with the space I take up in the world. Everyone, what I like to wear isn't maybe in style, but it doesn't really matter what everyone else thinks. This is what I like to wear. Everyone else thinks that I should be doing certain things. I should be acting a certain way. Whatever it is that we think that if we can just do as women and do it good enough and you know, meet all the expectations, then our life is worthy. Guys, that's like the Wizard of Oz and the wizard behind the curtain. It's like us trying to like create something that's fake so everyone thinks that what we want them to think. You guys, I'm telling you, you have no control over what anybody thinks. No matter how perfect you're trying to live your life so everyone thinks that you're perfect, it's not true. You never have control over everybody else's thoughts. So I'm going to swear, but watch out. Why do we give a damn? I haven't figured it out. Why don't we just look inside ourselves and say, what do I want? And if you want to wear muumuu dresses because that's your favorite thing and you think they look cute, you should wear a muumuu dress. I don't know what it is that you would like to wear that you're not wearing because you think of whatever everybody else is going to think. But I'm telling you, let's have that end today. Because people are going to think anything, all they want anyway about all the things. You have no control over it. So let's just start living our life the way we want to live it. And if you like to wear capris with elastic waist, you should wear that. If you like to wear, in the summer a lot or in the winter a lot, I really like to wear leggings and hoodies. That's what I wear. Wear the clothes you like to wear. And some of you might not even know what I mean. You're like, Well, I just wear what's in my closet, and I've worn these clothes for a long time. Well, let's start thinking. If I could wear what I wanted to wear, what would that be? And some of you are like, well, I can't wear that stuff because that doesn't look good on me. Really? Who says? Think about the women at the Hurricane Harbor. And I see all bodies in all sizes wearing all kinds of different things. That the first time I went to Hurricane Harbor, my supercritical brain showed up and was like, oh my gosh, she should not be wearing that. I cannot believe she wears that. Oh, I had all that going on. And now with learning thought work, I'm thinking, I'm just in awe that their thoughts are so intact that they can show up and wear what they want. Like I see them as superstars. Like I'm thinking like rock stars. That's awesome. So today, the purpose of today's podcast is this. Start living your life for you, especially when it comes to your clothing, your swimsuit. Do you want to know what I wear to the swimming pool? Whatever I want. But do you know what that is? At Land's End. And Land's End doesn't care I'm talking about this, so it's not like they're paying me. So I'm just telling you. At Land's End, they have these shorts. And they go a little bit above the knee, and they have pockets, and they have an underwear lining in them, and they're swim shorts. And then I like to wear a sports bra, and then I wear like a swim shirt because I don't love putting like tons of sunscreen on myself. So when I go to Hurricane Harbor, I actually look like I'm just in clothes. And sometimes I wear a skirt and a tankini or whatever. Like I have that stuff too. But my preference is to wear my swim clothes. And I think it's fantastic because I'm like at Hurricane Harbor. And then on the way home, I can stop at Sam's Club and I look dressed. I do not look in style. I do not look like super cute in my whatever. I mean, I think I'm super cute in it. But I'm just saying like not all the women are showing up in the swim clothes. But that's what I like. I tend to have chafing because I have a lot of skin between my legs from losing a lot of weight. And I don't get chafing with my swim shorts. But if I was super concerned what everybody thought, I might not wear my swim shorts. I might not wear what I like to wear. But we've all got to get over that. All of us have probably spent most of our life worrying what other people think about what we wear, and we don't wear what we want to wear. Start wearing what you want to wear. And the only way you can do that is by giving yourself permission. Because I'm telling you, even in a smaller body, you're not going to give yourself permission to wear what you want to wear. You won't. You'll think that there's still a problem. So I want you to go shopping and pick up some things. Try them on at there if they let you in wherever you live. Or take them home. Try them on. And start thinking, what do I want my life to look like when it comes to what I put on my body? And I want you to make inward decisions instead of making decisions based on what everyone else might think. Because you might think, I don't do that. But I think if you sit in it, you'll go, oh, I do. That is what I do. You all know a woman that just wears exactly what she wants. I mean, I can think of a few, and I'm not going to name them because you won't know them. But like I have this one friend who she never matches. And I used to think that was so weird. I was like, you don't match your clothes? Since when do you not match? But she always looks adorable and she always pulls that off. And I'm just like, how do you do that? How do you like just wear something because you like it? Like I didn't know how she could do it. Where now I know she is a woman that's living within her own body. And she's not living outwardly like wondering what everyone's going to think with what her decisions are. And some of you naturally have that and have that intact still, but most of us don't. Most of us are living our lives outside of ourselves, looking in instead of living inside, looking out and doing it the way we want to do it. So this little friend of mine, yes, she doesn't really match. She wears things that I wouldn't really put together, but it always works. Because why does it work? Because she likes it. And she wears that and she owns that. And I want you to think of someone in your life who just wears what they want and they own it and they just show up in their life fully as themselves. That's the goal. You just be you, however that is, and however that looks. And you don't have to worry what everybody else thinks, because they're all going to think we have no control over that anyway. So why are we trying? It's not like, I think we think when we get a few compliments that, oh, this outfit works. Well, you don't know what everybody's thinking anyway. Who cares? What do you think? What do you want to wear? Y'all, we have that. Y'all came out funny. Y'all, we have this one shot at this life. And we're going to miss out if we continue to live our lives outside of ourselves, looking in and thinking what everyone else is thinking. We have no control over that anyway. We have control over what we think. So we might as well show up and wear the things we wanted to wear. Because everybody's going to think what they want anyway. And life is short. Let's wear what we want to wear. And in that process, it's the way that you honor yourself. When your opinion is the strongest opinion, you know you're making progress. That's good. That is good stuff. Because as women, a lot of times our opinion is not the number one opinion. We're looking for everyone else's opinions, and then we can accept our own. Where if we've got to make what I like is the number one thing. That's not being selfish. That's not being like a narcissist or anything like that. It's just you knowing you. Do you know you? Do you know what you like? Do you know what you would like to wear? Do you know what you would like to wear to the pool? Like, what do you want? Let's tap into that and make your opinion the most important opinion. All right. Okay, y'all have a job. We're going to find us clothes that we can get excited about, or a swimsuit. And then even if it's just one outfit, wear it every day. You know when that happens. When you love an outfit and you're like, oh, can I wear it again this week? Would anyone know? Just wear it again. No one cares. All right. Okay. I want to call this episode Dress Your Truth, but I feel like that's like a company or something out there that, like, I've heard that before. So I don't know. I don't know what this episode's going to be called, but really, that's what I want you to do. Dress your truth. Who are you and who do you want to be in the world? Part of that is, how do you want to show up and look? And let's just start making it about what you want to look like and what you like and what brings you joy. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped. And then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out, what does love feel like for you? And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be, honestly, their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. Last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself, to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can, it can be very user friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us and Breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us. And it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.